Good afternoon, everybody. I'd like to welcome everyone to another episode of Fin Out of Water. Here's your host, Rob Mann, hailing live out of Massachusetts. If there's anybody who's a first-time listener, I would appreciate if you click that follow button, or, you know, if you just want to listen in and just feel the show out, you'd be my guest. I'm currently here with two of my regular guys, with Herb and Gerson. So, Herb, go ahead, and then Gerson, introduce yourself.
What's going on, man? You know who this is, man. I'm a regular Herb, man.
And Gerson?
Yep, it's Gerson Orvell is here to talk about football. You know what it is.
Oh, I'm so ready, bro. I'm so ready, bro. Oh, my God, I'm going to kill these niggas, man.
So, today's show, for those who are listening, we are back to football talk. Basketball season's over. We don't do baseball around here, yada, yada, yada. We're back online with what we are normally doing. And we're going to start the first of an installment of a few episodes of those series. Just, you know, nothing's happened yet in the football offseason besides the drafting and picking up a free agents, a few OTAs and mini camps. Training camp doesn't start for several weeks, so we got a lot of football to wait for. So in the meantime, we're going to keep you people educated and interested in all the 32 teams in the NFL. So on today's show, our primary focus will be AFC East and NFC East in terms of what we think about their offseason, you know, who we thought did the best, what we think of certain players, you know, things like that. Just a little speculation because nothing's really going on. I mean, you can't really predict the season off of just, you know, moves. You know, if that was the case, paper chance will win all the time. So, and considering the name of the blog is Fin Out of Water, I'll take the liberty to start with not just the AFC East, but the Miami Dolphins. But here's a twist. I'm going to ask my fellow colleagues their opinions first before I go into mine. So, Herbie, based off the offseason and the draft and, you know, general idea of what the Dolphins have done this offseason, what are your thoughts on their offseason and maybe their future this upcoming season, sir?
As a resident of the South Florida area, I will say this, you not being here anymore, there is a lot of hype going in for the Dolphins. It's been a while. Like, usually there's always hype, but it's not believable. It's actually somewhat believable now because you have so many moves, whether it's Kenny Stills, whether it's Greg Jennings, whether it's Devontae Parker, and then the big fish, literally the big fish in Dominican too, probably a top five player in the entire league, so there's a lot of improvement that the Dolphins have made this season, and it's literally they went and got a Ferrari. They detailed it. They put four Giottos on it, bro. They got leather seats. And they said, Ryan Tannehill, bro, you got the keys to the car, dog. Do not crash this Ferrari, bro. That's literally what they did for this man, dog.
Yeah, I can totally agree with that. Gerson, being that you are a resident of the enemy camp, I'm actually somewhat interested in what you're willing to regurgitate. So go ahead.
Well, your defense is automatically better with a Dominican suit. The truth is, like Herbie said, it's all about chatting him. But I truly don't believe it's all his fault. I mean, he had a good season last year. For some odd reason, your defense gave up on you during the second half or the second quarter of the half or whatever way you want to say it. And
you guys
look bad. But will the O-line keep them protected this year? You feel me? Like, will you have a running game? Basically, I expect your defense to be top five, bro. Automatically, like, up there. With your line, your D-line will be a beast, man. So, it's all about Tannehill and his protection, right? If he get protection, you should have a good year. And if I don't know who your running back is, I don't think you have anyone special to begin with, but nonetheless, that's just what it is, man. It's all on your offense. If it produces, you will have a good season. You actually would scare the Patriots this year. So,
Well, I appreciate you guys definitely, as expected, brought up some really good points. You guys didn't even leave me with much to say, but I will answer you on the running game, Gerson. One of the most underappreciated players of the NFL last season, and I'm not saying he's great by any means, but Lamar Miller actually quietly had a really good season. He had his first 1,000-yard season. He actually averaged, I believe, five yards per carry, or maybe just below that. He had a good year with the offensive line that we had. And that's really the big issue. The one thing that I really liked that the Dolphins did this offseason, more so than any, was that we got players that are actually going to help the quarterback. Because I think one of the biggest things that people overlook when it comes to quarterback and receivers, the best receivers are the guys who go and get the ball. Now, I'm not going to say that Brian Hartline sucks, even though I think he does. I'm sure he'll fit somewhere. I'm not going to say Mike Wallace sucks, because maybe he'll fit better in Minnesota.
Hold on, who Brian Hartline with? The Browns, ain't it?
Who, Brian? Yeah, he went to the Browns.
Oh, man,
over.
That boy, hey, man, it was over about 2 years ago, but he getting that last paycheck. I ain't mad at him. I won't regret that man, dog. I won't regret him, dog. And that only,
but,
man, if you can't make the field on the Browns, with the Browns wide receivers, boy, you done, bro. You just done,
yeah,
you done the red jersey, dog.
And, you know, the thing that people used to tell me, that Brian Hartline was a good receiver. I was telling them, like, here's the problem. Like, Brian Hartline only had one really good route, which was a comeback route. Like, he's not quick. He's a decent route runner, I guess, with his other routes, but he's not quick or fast. And him and Mike Wallace, and the biggest problem I had with a lot of our receivers last year and in the previous years was that these guys couldn't catch the ball, and that's one of the things I feel like is undermined, catch radius. Devontae Parker is known for – I mean, I don't know about you guys, but I'm a freak when it comes to especially my football team. I've been keeping up with all the OTAs and minicamp reports and everything. And Devontae Parker, based on the reports, we don't know, it has to translate to the field. He was doing Brent Grimes in OTAs and in minicamp before he got his foot surgery.
Yeah. I seen it, bro. He's been doing everybody, dog.
Yeah, he's looking like, I'm not going to call him Odell Beckham at all, because that kid is special.
Nah, bro. Different, bro. You got to call him AJ Green. Call him what he is, AJ Green.
Yeah. That was my next point. I was going to say he's looking like he's going to be like AJ Green for Tannehill, provided he can stay healthy, because those were his concerns in college, was his health. But he's looking good. Greg Jennings, great route runner, very disciplined, a receiver, very smart. He has high football IQ. He can catch the ball. Jarvis Landry was our best catcher last year in terms of being able to go up and grab the ball. We have surrounded our quarterback with a lot of guys who are going to – there's a lot of passes. And listen, Tannehill was not perfect. He still needs to work on his accuracy some, but there were plenty of times where the man threw the ball in a place where the receiver could catch it, but they waited for the ball to go into the breadbasket. They waited for the ball to drop into their chest, and I hated that. Like, you're a receiver. You get paid to catch the ball. So catch the ball. You know what I'm saying? Outside of that, our secondary, in terms of our corners, because our safeties will be okay. Our corners, outside of Brent Grimes, it's a toss-up, because I don't know what to expect out of Jamar Taylor. I don't know what to expect out of Bryce McCann in the slot. I mean, not the slot, the nickel. And, you know, it's those, we'll see how that pans out. But with the defensive line that we have, our linebacking core is still, they're working the kinks out. We're going to figure out what that is during training camp. But I'm optimistic. For the first time in several years, like, honestly, this is probably, arguably, the best Dolphins team we've had in a very long time in terms of talent. Now it's all about translating. And for those listening, and for you fellas here, I mean, you guys already acknowledged that Tannehill is at least decent. A lot of people have said that that Joe Flacco is a good quarterback. And he's in what, Herb? His sixth season, I believe. Joe Flacco, 6'7" this year.
Yeah, 2008. Yeah, so probably six.
So I was looking, and I just want to compare some of their stats. They were identical in touchdown interception ratio, 27 and 12, mm-hmm. both of them. Pretty good. Ryan Tannehill threw for more yards than Joe Flacco, averaged more yards per game. His quarterback rating was just slightly higher. Joe Flacco had a 91. Tannehill had a 92.8 with a worse offensive line. So, I mean, the guy performed pretty decently last season, and our defense fell off at the end of the year primarily because we had a lot of injuries. I didn't bring it up last year because I'm not one of those guys who likes to throw excuses when the games are going on because the Cardinals were injured. There were plenty of teams that had injuries, and they stepped up. We just didn't. So, you know, I don't like using that as an excuse, but that's what happened if you wanted to know why our defense just fell off, you know, fell off out of nowhere. But I will say that I'm very optimistic for the Miami Dolphins this season. Outside of the secondary and the linebacking core, you know, trying to figure out the right spots for everybody that we have, the interior offensive line, I don't know what we're going to do at guard. At tackle, we'll be okay. Mike Pouncey is a good center, but he's definitely not a good guard. So we're trying out a whole bunch of young guys. We drafted Jameel Douglas. I don't know if a rookie's going to be able to really hold that down his first year, but we'll see. We had Billy Turner redrafted last year, didn't play him. We'll see how he turns out, and we still have Dallas Thomas, who I pray to God gets cut during training camp because he is horrible. So I'm praying they don't put Dallas Thomas out there.
Boy, they said he's going to ball in training camp, boy.
Who?
They said Daniel Thomas has been doing the damn thing, bro.
Yeah, right.
They
said
he's been
fluff,
killing
man.
It in the 5-on-5, boy. Oh, shit, they selling greens out there, man. Armando and Omar, whatever his name.
Omar Kelly is a bum, bro. There's nobody
Kelly
I can't stand more than Omar, yo. Cannot stand
Kelly
a guy.
Armando Salgado, well, not Omar. Armando Salgado was like, yeah, Daniel Thomas is looking good. I heard that on Joe Rose show talking about Joe Rose. I'm like, what? This ain't even got pads on, man. What the hell are you talking about? He's looking great, man. Get the hell out of here, dog.
Thank you, man. Get out of here. Dallas Thomas is awful, man. I don't care. I have to see it to believe it, bro. That's pretty much where I'm at. I have to physically watch him perform. Like, when I hear training camp reports of other people, I'm cool. I know they're probably doing what they're saying. But him? Nah, that's fluff, man. But in any case, considering we've talked about the thoughts on the teams, let me ask you guys this. One final question on the Dolphins before we move on to the New England Patriots. Where do you guys realistically think the Dolphins finish this year? I'll go first. We have an easy schedule. I guess I could pull it up just to refresh you guys, just so your guys' opinion could be a little more accurate. Just give me a second. This is the easiest schedule the Dolphins have had in a long time. Let me see. So I'm going to tell you guys who we play this season. We play the Redskins. That's our first game. Jaguars.
Bills.
We play the Bills at home.
Oh man, the Bills on. Huh?
The Bills are tricky when it comes to us because they hate us more than anything. Like, you know, every other team in the AFC East hates the Jets, but the Bills just—I don't know—they have an inferiority complex. I guess this came from the '90s when the Bills were relevant and the Dolphins were. Like, all the Bills fans I know just really hate the Dolphins, so they play us harder than anything. But we play them at home, so I'm going to give us the benefit of doubt in the first meeting. That Bills team is going to be geeked, and we'll get to them pretty soon. We play the Jets in London, which I think we'll win that game. 4-0 start, that's kind of rough. I could see 3-1, 4-0. If anything, we lose to the Bills, like you said. We get the bye week, and then we get the Titans. We get the Texans, which we've never, ever, in the history of the Texans being a franchise, we've never beaten them. So we
There's
get them
no
at home. We've never beaten
them. Bro, y'all not 6-1, at least 6-1, bro, between 5-1 between those six games, bro. Y'all don't deserve to make the playoffs, bro. Because there's no reason why the Texans or the Titans should beat y'all, bro, at all, bro.
Right.
I can see the question because, I mean, J.J. Watt is on steroids called testosterone at all times, bro. But that man, he come on, dog. Seriously, bro.
But we also got to remember – I mean, we don't know how he's going to be, but they got – remember Jadeveon Clowney too, bro? He's supposed to be coming back.
Get out of here, nigga. Nigga.
What you mean?
Get out of here, bro. Bro, who did I say I'd rather have? Khalil Mack or Jadeveon Clowney? What did I say?
Yeah, bro? But the man was hurt the whole season, bro. The man didn't even play one game.
The problem with him is, dog, he got to go back to the basics, bro. He's one of the people I've never been a fan of. somebody who was better than everybody his whole time, so he never worked on the fundamentals, bro. He used to get the four games he played, nigga got his ass whooped, bro. All them highlights you saw, like when he hit the nigga in the backfield in the preseason, he had nobody even touched him.
I'm gonna be honest, man. I didn't see much of him play. I didn't even see much of his highlights. I was just doing it based off. He was just a first round pick.
I get you. He didn't play the whole 16. He only played like 4 or 5 or 6 games or shit like that. I'm just saying from what I saw as far as a technique standpoint or whatever. And then on top of that, I mean, he's basically a rookie again, so he's gonna still have to learn. He still got to learn.
That's true. We'll get to that when we talk about the AFC South. Anyway, I was just throwing it out there. But yeah, so we named the first 6 games. The next game is at the Patriots. That's a loss. We never win at New England. That's just not something we do. So we get at the Bills. We're at the Eagles. Then we get the Cowboys at home. Then we finish off with the Jets, the Ravens, the Giants, the Chargers, the Colts, and the Patriots. So the second half of our schedule is pretty tough, but the first half is easy. So what do you guys think, Herb? What do you think we finish? What do you give us, man?
Y'all need 10 wins. There's no reason. If y'all go 5-1, and that means y'all should get 10 wins. And I don't see why y'all can't go 5-1. 4-2, to me, 4-2 with that schedule, I don't really see the other loss, dog. Like, the only other loss I can see is just the Redskins just catch y'all off guard. And if that happens, y'all deserve to lose. Or the Texans run just play out of their minds, but I don't see how that will work. Arian Foster's not going to have a good game because of Dominic Sue is there, so the running game won't kill y'all. The passing game won't kill y'all. I don't even know who the hell their quarterback is, dog. So, and all they have, their only Ryan Mallett. And their only threat at wide receiver is freaking Andre Hopkins, bro. So y'all should go 4-5-1 those first 6 games. And y'all, that's 10 games. Y'all have to get 10 games. 10-6. Nothing less.
Now, what about you, Gerson?
10-6 sounds about right, man. But it's all about how your offense looks, man. Your defense could be there.
No, really, Gerson. Really, Gerson. You really bringing a lot of.
Honestly, bro, you don't expect their defense to be top 5, bro.
Gerson,
that's what I expect from them,
dog. Gerson, bro, one, that's not a top 5 defense because they have holes in safety, they have holes in linebacker, bro.
Here's my point. I truly believe the Lions is only great defensively last year. I mean, they were only great because Donovan too, but I really think
they had the most efficient linebacker too, bro. You can't forget him too, dog.
Yeah,
DeAndre Levy was out there.
They won't, huh?
DeAndre Levy's that dude.
I believe he got hurt.
No, that was the other dude. That was Stephen Tulloch. They have two really good linebackers, and Stephen Tulloch and DeAndre Levy.
And
so,
they could both cover
a
lot. They covered a lot, so you couldn't throw in the middle of the field at all, bro. They took away the complete middle of the field. And they never had to blitz or whatever. You feel me? The Dolphins won't have to blitz because they got Dominic Sue, they got Cameron Wake, but you still got linebackers you can't really cover. You feel me? So
yeah. Outside of Jelani Jenkins, we're kinda fishing for straws. But I mean, we got a couple young players, like, you know, guys that you probably guys don't even know, like Chris McCain and stuff like that, but we don't know anything about these guys. These guys gotta play first. I don't know anything about
them.
So
they
gotta
play
first.
We can't play top defense just because they got a Dominic Sue, bro. What about their safety? You feel me? Like, what about, I mean, Brent Grimes is only getting older, bro. Like, this man ain't 27 no more. You feel me? Like,
yep.
So
I feel you, but I just feel like they defense a lot been beasts, bro. They can only go to another level with his offense. Like, they can have
be
a single coverage. Cameron Wake going to get single coverage, bro. Like, it's going to be serious, dog. Like, I honestly, bro, being in your division, bro, I'm scared of the D-line, dog. Like, no lie.
So you're more scared of their D-line than the Bills' D-line?
Because of Dominican Sue, yeah.
So fuck Mario Williams, fuck Jerry Hughes, fuck Marcel Darius, fuck the
Bills. I mean, they had a good year last year, bro.
They had a good year last year? What do you mean
they
had a good year last year?
They were the best defensive line.
But I expect Dolphins D line to be better, bro. That's all I'm saying, dog.
But my
I appreciate the sentiment. But if you compare the Bills D line from top to bottom, and compare to Dolphins, I mean, you got Wake, you got Sue, but I mean, them guys, they got Hughes, they got Marcel Darius, Kyle Williams.
What about his other
Mario? What?
Not Wake, the
Mario
other D tackle. What's his name?
I just didn't even see him.
I mean, Olivier Vernon is a young player, but he's, I mean, in my opinion, people talk him up. I read up about him, and they say that he's going to be really good. From what I've seen, I think Olivier Vernon is average. I don't think he's that great of a defensive end. I mean, we got Jordan Phillips in the draft. He should clog up some space. We got C.J. Mosley from the Lions. He's definitely going to help make a difference in the run stop. But overall, I would still say – I stated the Bills have us by a slight little gap. Their defensive line, all those guys are monstrous on their defensive line.
They had 50-plus sacks last year, and then they upgraded with Rex Ryan, bro. I forgot about that. You got to show me 16 games that the Dolphins' D-line is better than the Bills' D-line right now, bro. I got to see that for 16 games. I'm sorry. And that's no
disrespect. I'm just saying that's my expectation, bro. Sue, he's the best D-tackle in the league, bro.
Yeah, you're right. But Marshall Darius is a shade under him. With four more players. That's all we're saying, is that there's four more players on the Bills top to bottom. And Marcel Darius isn't that far off. And they had them, what, we had like 8 sacks last year? Come on, dog. That nigga started to run like that, bro.
Bro, the Bills D-line is the best D-line in football, man. Hands down. You can't even argue that.
Did you see what they did to the Packers, bro? Aaron Rodgers never looked so distressed in his career, dog, ever, bruh. They had that man looking petrified, dog.
That and playing in Ralph Wilson, man, that's one of the most underrated home field advantages, dog. Them Bills fans, I actually want to go to one of their games. If it wasn't so early in the year, the game at Ralph Wilson is later. But those Bills fans, that's a tough place to play, dog. Everybody who plays in Ralph Wilson struggles except Tom Brady. So I guess he just shits on the Bills. Speaking of Tom Brady, because we spent a good amount of time on Miami, and we've had some good conversations, so let's keep it rolling. New England Patriots. Gerson, since you are the resident Patriots fan, just give me your general outlook on the offseason. You could even bring in the Deflategate stuff if you want. It's up to you. I'd rather talk just football. But that does affect the first four games, I believe, right? It's still 4-game suspension, as far as I remember. Yeah. They didn't. He didn't. He appealed it. Did he win the appeal? I never kept up with it, to be honest.
It's today.
Okay. Well, ironic.
Bro. Like, the only way we're gonna win, bro, I don't like is if he get it erased completely, dog. Like, he gotta have to take the war, bro. I don't think Goodell's gonna be that. He's gonna be that guy that be like, all right, I made a mistake. You gotta make him look bad. So, with that, bro, they're gonna take it to the court. I hope he wins. Well, he should win. I hope he wins before the season starts so he can start week one.
Just throwing this out there, Gerson. I read some reports on the Patriots OTAs too, man. I keep up with a lot of teams. Your boy Jimmy Garoppolo, man, he threw a nice 5 picks in one of them OTAs, man. Not that means anything. That doesn't mean nothing, man. I just wanted to let you know that, man. He threw 5 picks, man. Just throwing that out there. Just letting you know who you might have to be dealing with.
The truth is, man,
you better go to New York, your damn self, and get to Park Avenue, bro. Get this shit handled, bro, because you don't want that nigga starting, bro.
But go ahead, Gerson.
Yeah, it's going to be a difficult year, bro. It's not going to be easy, man. Unless we make some moves, bro, it's going to be real. I mean, because it's the AFC East, for the most part, everybody look like they got better, but you won't see it until they get on the field. But
Agreed.
Basically,
agreed.
Bro, everybody, it looked like everybody caught up with the Patriots, man. That's what it looked
My
like.
My thing is this, bro. I just don't see how y'all gonna run the same defense y'all ran without Darrell Revis.
Nah, we won't. We're gonna go to a zone defense, bro.
And
you know what happens
when y'all go to zone defense, right? Y'all lose in the playoffs, right? Y'all, you know that, right?
Hey, bro, it's life, man. You feel me? It's life, dog. I mean,
every
what
time
can
y'all
I
won
say?
Super Bowl, y'all had a
like, my team
guy.
Has, in all senses, got worse. So, yeah, dog. Like, you know, it's not a Super Bowl season for my team, bro. Basically, dog.
Yeah,
if everything is true. Everything we said about the Bills and the Dolphins,
Bills,
man. We'll be lucky to win the division, even with Brady, dog. Because
Gerson, let me explain something to you, bro. You're good. You're good on the Bills. You want to know why you're good on the Bills? Because Geno Smith is only going to be the third worst quarterback in the division, bro. That means that the Bills are fucking up the quarterback, dog.
Oh,
so,
here's my point.
No, it is my point. This is how I see it, bro. Everybody got better defensively, which is going to be hard on Tom Brady. And then our defense just got worse, bro. Like, we lost four corners, bro. Like, I know Belichick is a genius, bro, but he can't keep picking people off the street, and just put them in the field, bro. Like,
that's why his ego is gonna be the best of him, and it's gonna be this year, dog. Because he's so high on himself.
Gerson, I'm just gonna relieve you a little bit. Just the other day, when the Bills had, I believe they were doing, I want to say it was either 7-on-7s or 11-on-11s. They went through all three of their quarterbacks. They went through Matt Castle, EJ Manuel, and whoever the other guy is, and they didn't complete. None of the quarterbacks completed any passes. None
Not Rod Taylor, baby. Ooh-wee.
Right. Him, too. He didn't complete a single pass. None of them. They literally went through the whole – they didn't complete a single pass on – I want to say it was 11-on-11s. I'm not sure.
I just so hard to find a quarterback. What's up, dude?
Top 30 quarterbacks in the world, bro. That's the reality, dog. There's only 15 to 16 quarterbacks in the entire world, bro. Not the league, the entire world, bro.
That shit crazy, man. Like, it's
hey, quarterback
it's
is a tough position.
Bad, it's like
the only reason niggas start is because somebody has to start, bro. That's literally it's the truth, dog. There's 32 teams, somebody got to start, bro. But there's not 32 starting quarterbacks, dog.
It's ridiculous.
Well, Herb, what do you think about the Pats with their offseason moves and possibly their future?
I will say this, since we do got 18, we do got to speed up the process. What I think about their future, the past of the past, man, they always think 2 years down the road, bro. They won a Super Bowl. They realize, hey, we're not going to pay Revis. We're not going to pay Browner. So we're just going to – this is literally a transitional year. It's crazy because the Pats having an all-time great quarterback for 20 years allows you to do two things at the same time, compete – and build for the future, dog. It's not fair, bro. That shit ain't right, dog. But that's what happens when you have the greatest quarterback in the history of the game, in my opinion, bro. So, I feel like they're always going to compete, but at the same time, they're going to look towards the future and develop their talent. But you don't find Darrell Revis, bro. That man's a generational talent or whatever. So,
sure.
It's going to be hard, especially with the way the passing game is now. You can't zone pass. You can't zone shit nowadays, bro. You got to win with man. You got to have man coverage to win in this day and age, bro. That zone shit going to get you killed. Unless you got great pass rushers with the Patriots do not have.
Gerson, you running or something, nigga?
Nah, that nigga be back, bro.
Nah, I'm just reading something and whatnot.
Come on, breathing ass.
You can't be breathing.
So I'm going to give you guys the Patriots schedule. I probably don't even need to, honestly, because we know they're going to win at least 11 to 12 games. I still think they're going to win a lot of games. But Tom Brady is the GOAT, man, as much as it pains me every fucking time to say it. He's the GOAT, so I have a lot of respect for him. So I think he'll be able to make up, as always.
Okay. 12 games with a 2-game suspension or 12 games with a 4-game suspension?
Oh, no, 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 no. My bad. Let me clarify. If it's a 2-game suspension, they can win 12 games. If it's a 4-game suspension, they'll be lucky to get 10-6, man. Or 11-5.
You telling me you think the Patriots are going to go 12-12? 12-2, bro?
Have you not seen Tom Brady win like 10 games? Well, granted, last year they had the defense. They had the corners.
Without them corners, dog. 12-2 without them corners, dog.
He's done it before, Herb. Has he not? Tell me he hasn't, Herb. Tell me he hasn't, bro. Have you not seen Tom Brady?
That's because
he got to get, bro.
That's because he always would get 6 wins out of the division, bro. And all you had to do was win 6 other games, dog. You had a game.
No, that's a lie, bro. Wait. Other than the Bills, bro, no one else is a guaranteed win, dog. The Bills are a guaranteed win. I'll give you that. Bills is always a guaranteed win, bro. But most of the time we split with Miami.
Yeah, in recent memory, Gerson. I'm talking about
the time. Not even history. Recent memory, it always been split. They always show up. For some reason, Miami always show up. Just always show up. It's the Bills that sit there and lay down like a hole, bro.
Gerson, bro. I don't literally mean that they always win 6 games every year, bro. I did not say that, Gerson. I'm saying in the grand scheme of things, bro. Like you're expected to get
well,
six.
Well, Herb is saying, Gerson, he's had an easy division, an unbelievably easy division for his entire career.
That's, well,
I'll give you this: if you said they got at least get 4 wins, bro.
Gerson, this is such a same fucking thing,
Gerson,
man.
You have to be that technical.
It's not the same thing, bro. Because 6
wins
change things.
I'm just saying the division is easy. That's all I'm saying, bro.
But it's not, though, bro. It ain't.
Wait, hold on, guys. Before we go on, let's. I actually just decided to look at the Patriots' schedule. And I guess right now we'll assume they have a 4-game suspension. So I'm going to tell you guys who the Patriots play. And now I never really looked at their schedule. Looking at how their schedule plays out, it actually does change some things. So if it is a 4-game suspension, they have to go with that boy Jimmy OG. First game is against the Steelers. Then second game is at Buffalo.
Oh, that's
At where?
At Buffalo.
At Buffalo. The third game is
the Jaguars, which may, if they have Jimmy, that might be the only win. Bye week. The fifth game, which I think Tom Brady, is he suspended for 4 games or 4 weeks? Is it a 4 game suspension?
It's 4 weeks right now.
It's 4 weeks. So
it's 4 weeks?
The game would be against us, against the Cowboys.
As the Cowboys.
No.
Okay, so then.
It's 4 games. It's 4 games. I don't think the bye week counts. So it'll be after the Cowboys, actually. It's 4 games.
It's
a 4 game suspension.
Nah, they gave you 4 weeks, bro. It's not 4 games. Yeah.
Are you sure? They usually do it by game.
How could they count the bye week as a game, Gerson?
Yeah.
I said that's why it's 4 weeks, bro.
It's a 4-game suspension.
It's
4 games, Gerson. It says 4 games, bro.
Yeah. The bye week obviously doesn't count as a game. So,
I thought it was 4 weeks. You're right, it is.
No. Yeah, they have the bye week. They have the bye week. So, in the first 4 games, we realistically see the path going, at maybe without Brady, 1-3 because they play the Jags. So, they have a 1-3 start, most likely, playing the Steelers, Bills, and the Cowboys. So, here's the rest of their schedule. When Tom Brady comes back, they're at the Colts. Then they get the Jets and the Dolphins and the Redskins at home in a row. They're at the Giants again. They get the Bills. They're at the Broncos. Home against the Eagles, at the Texans, home against the Titans, finish the season away at Jets, at Dolphins. Guys, what's the record? And this is assuming a 4-game suspension. Assuming.
I would say, because it's Tom Brady, bro, I'm giving him at least 10-6. Because when he comes back, it's Tom Brady.
What's the purpose? We have to go on 4 games, right?
Yeah, we're going on 4 games, yeah.
Okay, so 4 games. They play the NFC East.
And
nine.
AFC South.
I give them 9. And AFC South?
Nine.
Yeah, 9. I give them 9.
That's what I wanted to say, but it just sounded so disrespectful, bro.
It's not disrespectful, though, bro. Like, cause you got to understand, bro, you're going to take a loss. Like,
I know I'm going to take a loss, but look at how it sounds, bro. Tom Brady come back, and you still don't get at least 10 games.
That's saying that the man going to go 10-2, dog. 10-2,
bro. 10-3.
Saying 10 games is 10-2, because that's 4 losses. I'm going under the assumption that they're going to lose all 4 games.
It wouldn't
well,
be 10
hell
games.
Hell
no,
bro.
It would be 12 games.
Even with Jimmy, dog, I don't think we're going to lose to Jacksonville.
It would be 12 games, Herb. It's not 10 games. It's 12. And with 12 games, with 12 other games.
10-2, right? So that'd be 10 wins plus 2 or whatever. I'm going to
So you're assuming they lose the first 4 games. Is that what you're saying?
I'm assuming they lose
first
4 games. That's what I said, 10-2.
Okay.
Now 3.
Okay,
3
that's
and 1. Okay, 9-3. There you go. So 9-3. I'll even give you the Jags. 9-3.
I mean, you say Tom Brady's the GOAT. You don't believe that, man? That's pretty believable to me.
Nah, but I'm just saying you're gonna slip up in the season, bro. I think 8-4 is more realistic than 9-3, bro. That's one game, dog, and that's not that bad. You feel
it's
me?
I'm not mad at you for it.
Like 8-4, bro. 8-4 out of 12 games. That's freaking good. I just think 10-2 or 9-3. I'm gonna go with 8-4. You're gonna slip up. Cause you're gonna have to play so hard to play catch up or whatever. Now you're gonna slip up, dog.
And if the rest of the division lives up to the hype, that 9-7 is very possible. And just looking at the way their schedule's set up, assuming he gets suspended for 4 games, I'm gonna have to lean towards Herb Gerson. It felt kind of dirty even for me, the enemy, to say Tom doesn't win 10 games, but. I mean, it all depends on how things play out, injuries. You know, we don't know. This is all just, you know, what we think so far. But we've covered the Patriots, so we'll head on to the Buffalo Bills. And, Herb, I don't believe you had a chance to start, right? So go ahead. What do you think about the Bills in their offseason?
One question. How long is the podcast? We're doing an hour or doing an hour and a half?
Hour and a half.
Okay. Bills... Bro, I don't care what the Bills do, bro. They have Tyrod Taylor. That might be their starting quarterback, bro. I don't care what they do, bro. Get out of here, dog. You might as well skip it. Bro, how are you going to win a game if you can't complete a pass in practice, bro? How are you going to beat people, dog? Honestly, bro.
That is a very fair question, my man.
LeSean McCoy is not
Marshawn.
Hey,
but you know what's his name don't care, bro.
LeSean McCoy is not Marshawn Lynch, bro.
No, Rex Ryan, man, don't care. They said no quarterback, good. No quarterback, no problem, baby. That's his motto, man. No quarterback, no problem. That's Rex Ryan. He lives on that herd. We all know that, boy. You know that.
The way I see it, dog, like, if you had Marshawn Lynch, you have a real, like, bruising running back, bro, that – who just wears you down, that's one thing. LeSean McCoy's not going to wear nobody down, bro. And he's in an offense where he's going to – I think they're going to do a lot of power. Like, Chan Gailey, you feel me, that's the offensive coordinator and stuff like that. I think they're going to get him in space or whatever like that. But at the end of the day, how would that man never see a nine-man box? I'm saying nine-man box, bro. I'm saying nine, bro. Fuck eight, bro.
So, Gerson, what do you think about the Bills? What do you think about their offseason moves, blah, 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 what they're going to do future? Go ahead, shoot.
Man, what Herbie said is absolutely correct, bro. Nine-man box, man. I don't know if McCoy can ball that hard, you feel me? To defeat the odds of not having a quarterback. But,
Oh, God, the Bills, man. The Bills are going to be a circus that we've needed, man. The Jet circus was not enough, so Rex Ryan had to move to a new location and just give us a bigger and even better circus, man. And as a matter of fact, since we don't – I mean, there really isn't much to say. We all know the moves they made with LeSean McCoy. You know, they traded away Kiko Alonso. Their defense is still stout. Their draft is weak, so you can't even really talk about that.
Hey, Sam Watkins, bro, that man is a baller, bro, but he needs someone to pass the ball to him, man. I don't know who's truly going to be the quarterback since they all suck. Is it what's his name, EJ Manuel, the best option they have? Or?
No, Matt Castle is, which is even worse. I don't know if that's actually worse or not, but
I don't think Matt Castle is even worse. I don't believe that.
It's
Matt Castle won't win you games, but Matt Castle can at least throw the ball, bro. So.
Well, when I said even worse, it was kind of just
Matt
like,
Castle?
It's so, EJ's so bad.
EJ, bro, he's better than EJ.
Oh, we're talking about Matt Castle versus EJ? Yeah, Matt Castle. I thought y'all were talking about Matt Castle and Zach, because I was like, did y'all watch him with the Vikings last year? Because I don't even know what I saw when I saw that man throw the ball, bro. That man.
That boy loved throwing picks, man. But
like,
so let's look at the Bills schedule real quick. Not to cut you off here, but let's look at their games. And the Bills, they start the season at the Colts, at the Patriots, at Dolphins. No, my bad. Let me start over. They're actually home their first two games. I'm sorry. They're home against the Colts and the Patriots the first two games. At Dolphins, home against the Giants. At Titans. They got the Bengals at home, at the Jags, then they have their bye week. So you look at the first half of their schedule, I mean, the Colts, they're probably going to beat them. They're going to beat the Pats if Brady doesn't play. That's definite because he'll get at least two games. I think they'll lose at Miami. The Giants, what do you think about that one, y'all? You think they can beat the Giants? I don't know who they could be because they ain't got no quarterback. And you know football is such a ridiculous sport because just because you don't have a quarterback don't mean you can't win. I mean, you can't win big time like a championship, but you can make things interesting, I guess.
You know what? They're going to be just like the Seahawks before Russell Wilson, bro. I don't even need to look at the schedule, bro. 7-9, dog. 7-9.
I agree, dog, because at the end of the day, bro, a bad quarterback can't win you a game, bro. They can only lose you a game, bro. And they have three of them, bro. That means they have three people. They have three times the opportunity to lose a game, bro.
Buffalo Bills, they make me laugh. Man,
and because like I said, dog, they had like a real running game, a bruising running game that just wears you out, and you don't want to hit that running back no more. I allow Marshawn Lynch. It's not gonna happen with LeSean McCoy. And then on top of that, you have Percy Harvin on the outside. You have Sammy Watkins on the outside. You got Robert Woods on the outside. You got three niggas who aren't accurate, bro. So they just gonna throw into the grass, dog. So what's the point of having all that speed and talent?
It's going to be a lot of screen passes and slant routes, man. Drags, you're going to get off.
That's all you're going to get, bro. You have 3-4-4 wide receivers, dog. And only in Buffalo having 3-4-4 wide receivers is fucking useless, bro. How is that even possible, dog, in today's day and age of football, bro?
Oh, man, the Buffalo Bills, they're going to be – they're going to definitely be a circus. In any case, we'll move on from them. I totally agree with you guys. 7-9 sounds about – their defense is going to be good enough to win them a decent amount of games, but they'll go inevitably under 500. New York football Jets. What do we think about their offseason? Gerson, you are a fellow Jets hater. One thing we have in common is football fans. Why don't you share your thoughts on the great Geno Smith and the New York Jets?
Well, one thing I gotta say, at least this year he is surrounded by talent, though. So this year would be the year to see if he has any business being in the NFL league. Who's they running back? I forgot. You know, did they get a running back or are they sticking with Ivory?
I'd have to look, to be honest. Give me a second. I don't think they got anybody. I don't think they got anybody notable. But let me take a look.
But while you look that up, like I said, bro, I expect them to be decent. Not even looking at the schedule or whatnot, I expect a good 8-8, bro. Like, you know. Just simple as that, though, because at the end of the day, man, Geno's not wrong, but they finally do got talent. The defense is going to be – honestly, I want to see how good Revis and what's that other guy, the other corner that came back. What's his name?
Cromartie?
Cromartie, I want to see how they look now, even though they are older. You feel me? But yeah, man. Like the only thing you can say about the Jets is that they should be better than last year, which is not hard. It's just not hard to say. So
not at all. And because they didn't get any notable running backs. They didn't get any notable running backs. Not that I've seen anyway. Go ahead, finish, Chris. Sorry.
No, I was gonna say so they only got Ivory. So I mean, you feel me? Like there's no difference except, but he got some receivers to throw to though. That's all. And they got their quarterbacks back. So, like I said, they are older. So I don't know how great would they be, the tandem of Cromartie and Revis be. So it's just gonna be an interesting watch to see what the Jets are next year.
Herb, your thoughts?
The Jets are literally the New York version of the Dolphins with a way less talented quarterback. If Geno is competent, they can win games, bro. You're not gonna pass on them. They have the best rotation in D line from Muhammad Wilkerson, Sheldon Richardson, and the dude they got.
Leonard Williams, baby.
So you're not gonna run on them at all. They never have to blitz. Their D line can get all the pressure. You can literally triple team the second receiver because Darrell Reeves is gonna eviscerate the number one receiver, dog, from the entire half of the field, bro. So if Geno is just decent, bro, he can win 8 games realistically.
You say he can win eight games?
Yeah, they could be a completely average team, bro, a 500 team, dog. If Geno Smith is decent, if Geno Smith isn't awful, they can win 8 games. If he's decent, they should win 8 games.
That's a fair thought. You're not
going to get.
Yeah, the Jets. I mean, you gotta. And Todd Bowles, man, he showed last year what he could do with the defense with the Cardinals, and they had a lot of hurt guys. So you give that man Revis and Cromartie. He got the best out of Cromartie last year, and I see he's gonna obviously do it again. Though, I see. I totally agree. Their defense. If there's anything that scares me about the Jets, a team that doesn't have a quarterback never scares me. But that defense is going to be fearsome. I'm definitely going to be one of the top defenses in the NFL, no doubt. I have no doubts about that. That's what's going to be fearsome. So you guys pretty much brought up some pretty good points on them. So we'll just conclude with the Jets. Where do you think the Jets finish, Gerson? Herb said 8-8. I actually have a little less faith. I'll say 7-9 just because I hate the Jets. I fucked them being 500. That's just me being a teenager. But go ahead, man. What about you,
Gerson? That's exactly what I believe, too. 8-8 sounds about right,
though. Yeah. All right, fellas. Well, we wrapped up the AFC East, so let's head over to the NFC version of this division, a much more popular division. Herb, obviously, you being the resident Cowboys fan, I know you've been waiting for this. I know you had a little debate with Gerson that you wanted to go on and put on the show. So, Herb, go ahead, man. Take the reins.
Oh, man. It's strange, man. It's strange being a Cowboys fan and actually having hope that you're not gonna fuck up in the playoffs, man. It's real strange, man. Even though we did it last year, we had no business even playing the Packers, to be honest with you, because we almost fucked up in the playoffs. But we gutted it through, dog. And the problem with the Cowboys is we didn't really get better as a team. That's my only problem with it, or whatever. Like we drafted Byron Jones and hopefully the guy we got from what's his name?
You got Lyle Collins on that beast ass offensive line. That's gonna make
football. We got a top 10 talent on an undrafted rookie contract, bro. You can't make that up. And the other guy from Wisconsin, what's his name? The one that got dropped for on smoking.
Dude from Wisconsin. Hold on. I think I was just looking through that shit right now. But go ahead, continue, man. I'll find the name.
Yeah, we got two first round picks on a bargain. So if our pass rush, which has been killing us lately, if it gets better, dog, we should be able to do something. Brandon Carr is a bum. I completely forgot the other guy's name. I remembered him. I just want to say it, bro. He should not be named, bro, like Harry Potter, dog. We only have one good cornerback, and that's Orlando Scandrick. Hopefully Byron Jones gets better. We still have deficiency in safety, but.
What do you think about Randy Gregory, Herb?
That's what I'm talking about, Randy Gregory. My bad, yeah, Randy Gregory. I'm not Wisconsin, Nebraska. That's a, yeah, you know they're red and white, dog. Same fucking jerseys, bro. Put me off for a loop. But yeah, Randy Gregory, Leo Collins, or whatever. Problem is, man, we got Darren McFadden at running back, man. Come on, dog. That man's never. I don't care what kind of O-line you got, bro. It's still Darren McFadden, man. Come on, dog.
Hey, man, honestly, I think even Derek McFadden, I don't even think, outside of him just fucking tripping on, like, you know, I don't know, tripping over his own toes and breaking his leg, it's hard to mess up. Yeah. That Dallas O-line is just fearsome, man. It's going to be hard for him to mess that up,
though.
A thousand yard
running back, if he breaks 1,200, 1,100 yards, it's not good enough, bro. That's not even averaging 100 yards a game, bro. 16 games, bro. He has to dominate, bro. I don't want to see no running back by committee. When you do running back by committee, that means no running back gets a proper flow of the game, bro. You take the people in and
right.
out, so they never get the flow of the game. So it's going to be interesting, man. But when you have a dominant O-line, bro, you literally control the game. So I think we're going to win the division. I don't give a fuck what the Eagles doing, bro. They can put all the all-stars all they want, bro. We taking this shit this year, man.
All right. Gerson, what do you think?
It's like Herb said, bro, the team didn't get better whatsoever. I hope y'all actually – I mean, I don't think what's-his-name going to hold out, bro. I don't believe Brian's going to hold out, man. I believe he's going to get signed. Because I don't think y'all stupid enough to – I mean, I don't think he want to stay away to begin with, but I don't think y'all stupid enough to test that water, bro. Because y'all – I mean, I do think y'all took an L in the running back position, bro, even though you don't agree with that. I do think letting what's his name go to the Eagles was a bad move.
We took an L, dog. You don't go from DeMarco Murray to Darren McFadden. That you only could take an L. I'm just saying that the Eagles, it's the perfect storm because that was the first year where he didn't miss a game, dog, in his entire since 2009 when he got drafted, bro. I expect that to happen with the Eagles, dog. But with the Eagles, they were smart enough to go get Ryan Matthews as well, so they should still be on point. But they got two injury-prone running backs.
Well, Ryan Matthews,
yeah, dog.
Not,
they got injury-prone skill players. Period. All the players the Eagles got were all injury. Sam Bradford, Kiko Alonso, all dudes who either came off of injury or are known for being injured, which is the part that blew my mind. I mean, I don't know. Go ahead, continue.
It all depends on if the team would have looked like the same team last year. It's not even Tony Romo. Tony Romo always been a baller, bro. It's just the simple fact that he had a running game. Will he have a running game? Yes, your O-line is great, but nonetheless, bro, a running back, I don't know if y'all going to let the running backs run the ball like that, even though if you switch them in and out. And I don't – even if it's a good O-line, bro, there's been a bunch of times where DeMarco Murray was breaking tackles, you feel me? He was pushing niggas off. You don't even know if what's the name going to last. What's that guy?
McFadden.
That guy that, huh? Yeah, McFadden from Oakland, bro. I mean, he's been injury-prone since he got in the league. Huh?
That's the first thing I said, bro. I don't expect him to. That's why we have Devin Fatty and John and Randall, bro. We're fucked. But to that DeMarco Murray point, yeah, he broke tackles. But you know how many times where the man, the first time he got touched when he was 7 yards down the field, bro? They created craters for that man, bro. It goes both ways. I've seen better holes than him breaking tackles way more times, bro. He had huge holes. A lot more times than he had to break tackles. I've never seen somebody in the line of scrimmage, bro. Behind the line of
scrimmage. You know what, dude? just got to wait and see, but at the end of the day, I don't know if your defense got any better too.
It did.
So I don't know if
It only got better by the hope of Randy Gregory having that kind of talent and being dominant, and the guy that we got from Carolina. I don't even see the man playing.
Is Sean Lee back?
Yeah, Sean Lee back, man, but you can't guarantee. Sean Lee is the prominent. He's the poster child of Idris Poe, dog. Him and Zach Bradley,
he
is, bro. And I
hate
him, man. That's a great player, dog.
Yes. I hate seeing – it sucks when it's the great players that are injury-prone, dog. Like, what's up with that? Like, that man, when he's on the field, man, he is a difference-maker bona fide.
Bro, we give up a yard less. We give up four less points a game, bro, when he's on the field. Like, he's a great middle linebacker, dog, but he can't stay on the field. It's ridiculous.
I don't know if you guys – huh? You want their schedule, Gerson?
Yeah.
This is how their schedule starts. They start with the Giants at home, then they're at the Eagles, they get the Falcons, then they're at the Saints, then they get a Patriots team that may or may not have Tom Brady. We'll assume that he has the 4-game suspension. So they'll get a Patriots team without Tom Brady, then they have their bye week. After that, they're at the Giants, then they're home against the Seahawks, home against the Eagles, at the Bucks, at the Dolphins, home against the Panthers, at the Redskins, at Packers, Jets, at home, at Bills, and Redskins to finish this the season at home. What do you think?
I would say after all the changes they have, and really not knowing what they is, at best they could be 11-5, and at their worst they could be 9-7.
Perp.
That's the range I'm giving them, between 11-5 and 9-7, because I don't know what they are.
Put it like this, man. Our whole defense is predicated. I mean, our team success is predicated on our pass defense, because we don't have elite corners. The problem is, it's going to be a track meet with the Eagles. It's going to be a track meet with the Giants, because Victor Cruz comes back. Victor Cruz and fucking Odell Beckham. Oh my God, Jesus fucking Christ. So I still see 11-5 because the Giants have no O-line, bro. The Giants can't win without an O-line. I don't give a fuck who the hell they have, dog. So I see 11-5. I don't see 10-6. If we go 10-6, it's because we lost both games to the Eagles. That's my honest opinion.
I'm gonna go out on a limb, and I'll agree with the former thing you guys are saying. I look at your schedule. I don't really see too bad of a drop off. I don't think the Cowboys' schedule is really. They get the worst division. You guys get the worst division in football last year. Who they all should be better, I guess. But I give the Cowboys 11-5. I don't see too many teams on your schedule that I could see giving you guys too much trouble. Just to add on to what you guys said, I agree. I think this is my opinion, and I know I agree with what you said, Herb, about running backs by committee and running backs not getting into the flow and rhythm of the game. But I honestly just think your O-line is so good, it's not going to matter. With all the three guys you got, bro, provided McFadden doesn't get hurt, I still think the running backs are still going to do just enough so that Tony could do his thing, keep the defense just honest enough to give Dez just a little something, because that's what really helped him out last year, too. Defenses were really focused on stopping Murray in that run game, and that gave Dez a lot of – that's why Dez was going off like crazy with Tony. So it should be interesting. The Cowboys, I think the Cowboys still win the division myself. I am definitely not believing the Eagles hype. And speaking of the Eagles, we might as well go transition straight into them. I guess I'll start this one off. When I look at the Philadelphia Eagles, my biggest thoughts on their offseason is that it's a massive question mark, because Chip Kelly made a lot of very questionable moves this offseason. Trading LeSean McCoy away for Kiko Alonso. LeSean McCoy fit great in his system. I don't really understand why he felt the need to do
Marvel
that.
Marvel Burry is, in my mind, the better running back, though. He got a win with that one.
That wasn't a bad move. And getting Ryan Matthews, I see Ryan Matthews fitting just that style of offense better than DeMarco. Not saying he is a better running back. I'm just saying in terms of the system, I think if a healthy Ryan Matthews, because the guy is never healthy, dog. I don't think Ryan Matthews has ever been healthy for a full season ever. So if whatever games that the Eagles can get him in, I think he could be a difference maker. The Eagles, man, I mean, Sam Bradford, like, I just don't. Listen, man, Sam, I've actually talked to some people. I don't see Sam Bradford, even if he's healthy. I think Sam Bradford, at best, and I'm talking if he plays his ass off and stays healthy, he's, like, above average, barely.
Hold on. Here's the thing. Here's my problem with you saying that, dog.
What?
In all senses, if he stay healthy, bro, he's at least better than Nick Foles. Because Nick Foles, in my opinion, is a product of that offense, though. Like, I was like that. I was just like, what is that? I've seen some of the throws he made before. I was like, okay, this is why they want this man to be healthy. He don't stay healthy, but I see the talent before. So, in my mind, bro, if he can stay healthy, bro, he's at least better than Nick Foles.
Well, I've never been a fan of Nick Foles, so I'm not going to argue with you on that point, because if he does stay healthy,
Time out. I was caught up, bro. Did this man just say that Sam Bradford could be a force in the NFL, bro? You weren't talking about Sam.
I said he got talent. He's more talented than Nick Foles, bro.
Oh shit, boy! I almost fell out my chair, dog. I was about to come to your house and try to fight you, bro. Because I thought that's what you said, bro. That's crazy to me, man.
Nah, Gerson ain't that crazy. We know Gerson's a little out there, but he's not that crazy. But I'll say the Eagles. I mean, defensively, they got Byron Maxwell, Kiko Alonso. I mean, I don't know how much of a difference that's gonna make.
Byron Maxwell, average as fuck. Byron Maxwell, average as fuck. They ain't got no corners. They don't have any safeties.
None.
Kiko Alonso is a beast. I'll give you that. They don't have a pass rush anymore. You feel me? So, I mean, I ain't worried about them, dog. It's going to have to be a track meet with them, bro. If you can beat them in a track meet, you're going to beat them, dog. And we have.
Here's the thing, dog. The last two seasons, they went 10-6, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, like, I mean, I thought they got better. They got the best chance too with the division, dog.
They got better offensively. They got worse defensively. We talking about a team that had their cornerback crying because Dez Bryant had 3 touchdowns on them, bro. Come on, dog.
Gerson, that cornerback went to the pass, by the way. The dude who got mossed by 3 times by Dez Bryant. He's one of your guys now, buddy.
My point is, bro. If it wasn't for the major collapse which they had at the end of the season, they would have won the division. Now, honestly, bro, Jim Kelly, even though he's not making it to the playoffs and all that other stuff, he shows off of his system and how he's getting at least 10 wins, bro. He got 10 wins with Sanchez.
Mark Sanchez?
I can see them. It's going to be a race, like you said, but I can see the 11-5 with them, bro.
No way, man. Oh, man. I don't see no 11-5 with the Eagles. They'll be no better than 10-6. Bro, who they
got to blow the top off, bro? They don't have Max. They don't have Macklin anymore. They don't have Deshaun Jackson, bro. They got Jordan Matthews, bro. Who you scared of that's the receiver, dog? Who you scared of, bro?
Yeah, I guess you scared of their rookie, Nelson Agholor, man? You scared of a rookie, man?
I
just see it as a system, bro.
The system is great.
He can make Sanchez look good, bro. He can make Sam Bradford look good.
Gerson, the man is genius, bro.
That's not denying, dog. All we're saying is that they got worse, bro. They got worse than they went 10-6 past 2 years, bro. I'm not saying they can't go another 5. They can get high. I just, in my honest opinion, believe that the division is ours to lose, bro. And you can see them going. You can see us at best going 11-5, but you can see them going 11-5 like it's nothing.
Here's my problem with you saying that, bro. I truly believe you lost the division once you met DeMarco Murray with, bro. Y'all was one play away from going to the
NFC Championship.
Yeah, the NFC Championship, bro. Like, y'all was, like, it makes no sense why y'all just like, nah, we're not going to pay this, man. And then
because
you went out and got
him. Because we know what he is, bro. We know that this man, he caught lightning in a bottle, bro. That's what happened, dog. He had a hot year, bro. Where was DeMarco Murray in your top five, bro, 2 years ago, last year? I mean, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, bro.
Hold on, here's the problem, Herbie. He always had talent, dog. I just feel like he was finally not injured, dog.
Yeah,
that's all I
had,
see, bro.
Because we have Travis Frederick. We have Tyron Smith. We had the best O-line in the past 5 years,
yes,
bro.
Yes, you do, bro. Yes, you do. And you had the man that ran for 1,800 yards, bro. Keep
that, dog. Yeah, and if you put Marshawn Lynch and Adrian Peterson behind it, that would have been two stats, bro.
Listen, it don't matter, dog. Nonetheless, bro, he's easily top five.
Now, how many times does a running back have a great and then fall off from that, bro? We see that shit all the time. Running back
young, Herb. He's not old.
It's not about
young
running
backs that fall off.
I've seen
young. What happened to Doug Martin? Remember that year he had?
Exactly.
Doug Martin only had 1 year, bro. He was a rookie. I'm talking about the man show telling every year.
Gerson, you're telling me about my running back, bro. How you going to
listen, hold up, Herb. What were you saying?
The man was always good.
He was always good. He
That's
was always
great.
Good.
He had a great year, bro. He's not
– Listen, hold up. Here's my point, bro. Don't use him as much. Let him run the ball. Let him get at least 1,600 yards or whatnot in a year, bro. You be straight. You ain't had to rush the man like that. But nonetheless, bro, my point was, bro, you had a real good running back. You really didn't need to change anything. Probably just switch up the defense a little bit. And then, you know what I mean? I would sit there and say, yes, dog, it would be your division to lose. But you lost your best running back.
Gerson, here's the thing. DeMarco Murray is largely a product of the offensive line, Gerson.
I'm not fighting you, but I'm just talking about talent. You can't tell me he's not.
We have more talent than the Eagles, bro. How can you argue that, dog? We have the better quarterback. We have the better receivers. We have the better O-line.
Hold up. You're right, but
what's the but?
But the butt is that your defense is just as bad as them, and
your defense is
as bad. Listen, I believe it's an anomaly, bro. Like, what happened last year with your defense?
We had the running game to override that. We controlled the game, bro. Our defense didn't have to play that much.
Listen, hold up. I'll give you that. You controlled the game, but what the?
Are you going to tell me that? You're going to literally tell me that you like the Eagles' defense better than our defense, bro?
I said you are the same. Y'all both garbage.
We're both garbage, but we have the better offense, bro. So where? That's what I'm
saying.
No, you don't have now.
You lost your good. If you kept the same running back, yes, you would have the better offense.
We don't have the better offense, we don't have the better offense. Even though we got the better quarterback, better running back, better O line, we don't have the better offense.
Hold on. What you said?
That would be stupid as fuck if you say that.
He definitely meant better receivers. Receivers, man.
I mean, better receivers. We have the better receivers. Better. We have three receivers. They have none. We have clearly the better quarterback. We have clearly the better O-line. But we're not better? That makes no sense.
With their system, they went 10-6. What you was the year before last year?
They went 10-6 both years regardless.
And they didn't make the playoffs last year. That's what we did. So I'm just,
yeah, they fell off, but they were winning the league. They had the division before they lost the division.
Yeah, and they lost Jeremy Maclin, bro. All I'm saying is that DeMarco Murray and Ryan Matthews did not override the lack of talent that they lost, bro. They put up points because they had explosive players at the outside, bro.
I believe it was more the system than the explosive players, bro.
So Jeremy Maclin wasn't getting off before Chip Kelly, bro. You serious right now, dog?
Jeremy Maclin. Wait, I put it like this. Jeremy Maclin was a good player. Even last year, he was good. I'd never say that.
So Darren Sproles wasn't doing it everywhere he's been. It was just a system,
wait,
right?
Darren Sproles is great.
Only the quarterbacks look good in his system, bro. Everybody else, they were already quality players, dog.
What quality players, bro? Who you talking about?
Darren Sproles, bro. Like, come on, bro.
Dude, that's only two people, and we been knew they was good. I mean, I don't think Jeremy Maclin is that much of a difference maker, bro, honestly, but nonetheless.
Oh, bro, did you not see that nigga play last year, bro? That nigga was bombing, boy.
Oh, what about the year before?
Go on, bro. Go on.
He was
still
here.
No. I got to get to this Revis versus Deion, bro, so we're not going to kill time on this shit, man. Let's just get these last two niggas and get to this.
Well, okay, let me finish my point. Like I said, bro, I think the Eagles got the best chance of winning the division. That's it.
Right, but your argument is based off of DeMarco Murray. Add to that. Say that too.
I don't believe your running game going to be that great, as great as it was last year.
Well, we have the wide receivers, the quarterback, and the O-line to override that. We have more talented players on offense, bro, and we're equal on
defense. Have the best talented players on offense.
I said more.
You know,
that means we have more. So we don't have more receivers?
Dez Bryant is great.
That's two better than Nelson Aguilar and Jordan Matthews, bro. Terrence Williams is better than them,
bro. With the system, bro. Like my point is, bro, with the system they
So
put
who's
in,
that
though.
Tight end,
no matter
bro?
Who
that tight end, bro? We got a Hall of Famer at tight end, bro. We got a Hall of Famer at tight end. Who
is
that?
My point with the system they. When did their offense look bad?
Carson, what did they have
to do
with
Jim Kelly's 2 years? When did they offer
why did they not win the division last year?
Gerson, their offense has looked bad at times. I remember last
at
year the
times,
49ers.
There's nothing wrong with times, but you can't sit there.
You got it, bro. Let's just go on, bro. I need time for the education, bro.
All right, well, the last two teams aren't, teams that anybody really cares about, but I'll do them in this order. New York Giants, since I know you guys want to get to the debate, we'll cut through this quick. Is there any notable things? Or how do you think the Giants finish this year? What do you guys think about Eli with hopefully a healthy Cruz and Odell Beckham? Not hopefully for her, but hopefully for the rest of us who like watching these guys play. But, Herb, what do you think about the Giants and what they've done and what they might do?
I give him eight off of good real estate or good equity, bro. I mean, it is still Eli, but he still did beat the Patriots twice in two Super Bowls, bro. 2-0 against the Patriots, bro. So I give that man his respect, bro. They got they got probably the most explosive receiver, hands down, and then they got the maybe second most explosive receiver, Victor Cruz. So I give him eight, bro. You know, and last year they showed that they could run the ball. It's just their O line is putrid, dog. You feel me? And if Eli wants to be turnover machine 2005, bro, or you feel me, 3,000, bro, then they're not going to win. They're going to win five games, bro. They're going to win six games, bro. But I'll get them eight.
Gerson?
I don't know what they did. I truly don't care, but I'll give them off rip because everybody's going to be healthy, but I'll give them at least 9 to 10 wins.
You're gonna give the Giants 9 to 10 wins, bro? That's tough.
Yeah, because
man.
Here's the thing, dog. Everybody was hurt last year. Eli was not getting protection. If they did anything to make that better, bro,
his offensive line is still horrible.
If you get him 9 to 10 wins, bro, and you give the Eagles 11, bro, how is that gonna mathematically happen, bro?
Huh?
Somebody,
the Redskins
gonna
take all the
hell,
gonna have two wins.
So the
Redskins are gonna go 0-6 in the division, dog. That's what's gonna happen, bro.
I can't even thinking that, bro, to be honest with you. To be honest, I'm gonna lean towards her, man. Cause, I think the honestly, I'm gonna go. I think the Giants. I don't know. I don't have much faith in them just because of the offensive line. And Eli has shown – if Eli gets people to block for him, he's actually he's pretty good quarterback when he actually gets protection. When he's not protected, he's awful. Granted, he's going to have Odell Beckham, and he's going to have Victor Cruz. So I guess that balances the scales just enough to make him close to 500. I'll give him 7-8 wins, man. I don't see them going past average. No way. Not with the Cowboys and Eagles in that division. I can't see that. And I don't even think that much of the Eagles, but I think the Eagles are better than them. And the last and definitely the least, the Redskins. Gerson, I know you love to bash RG3, so you can go ahead and get that out the way right now.
I say this, bro. If RG3 don't show up, I think Gruden gonna lose his job. So, I mean, they're garbage, though. That's it. Is there anything to say about them, though? So.
I should get my boy Steve on the show one of these days. See what he says. Oh, he actually cares enough to know.
Yeah, bro. Steve's good, man. Steve's knowledge, bro. We need him back on the show, man, for real. Shout out to Steve, man.
Shout out to Steve. Herb, what you think, man? I'm going to go out and say I think the Redskins win, like, actually, you know what? I'm going to do just for the sake of the show, I'm just going to look at their schedule. Let's do them that much. We haven't even talked about their team or anything about them. Let's at least look at the schedule and just speculate, man, just to give them that much due diligence before we move on to the final section of the show. Let's see where the Redskins, let's see how their schedule lines up. They have practically the same schedule as the boys in the rest of the division, but it's the Redskins, so it's going to be interesting. Looking at their schedule, we're just going to surmise what they're going to finish. They get the Dolphins to start the season at home. They get the Rams. They're at the Giants game 3, home against the Eagles, and they're at the Falcons, at the Jets, then they get the Bucks week 7. Then they have a bye week. After the bye week, they're at the Pats, home against the Saints, at the Panthers, home against the Giants, home against the Boys, at the Bears, home against the Bills, at the Eagles, and at Cowboys to finish the season. Boys, the schedule dictates that they win how many games, Herb?
Oh, man, you know what? I ain't going to lie, bro. Everything you said was white noise, bro, cause I don't even care. I'm just giving a 5, bro. There's nothing you can say that's going to take some time. So, I'm giving a 5, bro. I did not hear anything you said. I tuned it out because I'm sticking a 5, bro. You're not going to change my mind. There's nothing you can do in 5 games, bro.
Gerson, how what you think, man?
Man, 4, 2.
I'm gonna give him six. I think they'll go 6-10. Just they'll win a few random games they're not supposed to win, man. Just that's how football is. We know that. I don't know against who. God, looking at their schedule, I look at their schedule. I don't see anybody who I think they can beat, to be honest. But I know they're gonna beat somebody. Actually, damn. You know what, man? Truth be told, y'all right, man. They're not winning more than 5 games, bro. So I'll stick with her. I'm gonna go 6-10, but I don't even know if they can squeeze 6 wins out of their schedule. So I'll give them 5. In any case, I'm gonna take a step back and let these two juggernauts debate between Deion Sanders and Darrell Revis. Herb, go ahead, man. State your case, man.
All right, America. Now let's preface this. This is not a battle of who is the better all-around cornerback. I can see that to Deion Sanders. But purely as far as man coverage, one-on-one, mano-a-mano, Darrell Revis, man. Before Gerson can even argue me, bro, Gerson, can you even name the 5 teams that Deion Sanders played for in his career, bro? You got to pass the test before you can argue me, bro. Straight up.
Well, I told you I wasn't going to argue because you were stupid. But here's the thing. I don't even remember 4. I don't know. Oh, wait, never mind. Atlanta, Cowboys, San Francisco, Ravens, that's 4, right? Yeah.
Washington, bro. Yeah. You already taken L, bro. What's the year that he won defensive MVP, bro? If you're going to argue to somebody, dog, but you don't know his life.
I'm not going to. Hold on. What I said, bro. Listen, hold up. My thing is, dog, stop trying to yell shit, bro. At the end of the day, you're the only person I ever heard say that shit. Look at
bro, because I'm the only person who doesn't get fooled by hype. I go look up the stats. The
what hype, bro?
Like,
listen, hold up,
what
man.
What you mean
this
by hype, bro?
Hold on. This is what I'm going to conceive to you. Wait, Herb. This is what I conceive to you and tell me if I'm wrong. I'll give you this, bro. Darrell Revis is so prideful, way more prideful than him, dog, that he would not let, he doesn't worry about if so. He would not let one person get a catch. The problem is, bro, I know for a fact that, what's the name, Deion Sanders, bro, he would bait
because
for that
who,
pick,
because
bro.
Who told you that? Skip Bayless told you that, bro?
Huh?
You saw that shit, bro. You didn't watch the man play, bro. Like, you can't.
Oh, hold on,
bro.
Everybody said that.
Didn't.
You see how the man don't
bruh,
even want to tackle, bro. He was sitting there telling, hey, man, that's a business decision, bro. He didn't go for the tackle.
I'm not talking about
tackling,
bro. I'm talking about pure colors. I can't
the type of way he played, bro. The man just want to pick, dog. That's it, bro.
So you talking about, so you telling me, this man gave up 182 yards against Michael Irvin in the playoff game, bro. Are you serious, bro? This man, what you mean, and bro? We're talking about shutting somebody out of the game, bro. This man bared
but nonetheless, bro, like I said, bro, he went against greater receivers, bro.
Who's great in Revis?
Tell me who's great in Revis, bro.
Brandon Marshall, Andre Johnson, AJ Green.
Hold on, wait, are you serious? Slow your
this
fucking mouth. Wait, hold up. Who you said
gauntlet,
is great?
Bro.
Who you
this
said is great? Wait, who said
Brandon
who
Marshall
said is
great?
Is great?
Brandon Marshall isn't great. Antonio Brown isn't great. Julio Jones isn't great.
Oh, wait,
AJ
hold
Green
first of all. First of all, first of all, Brandon Marshall is not great. Don't get me wrong. Brandon Marshall is not great. Antonio Brown.
Are you on drugs? Brandon Marshall's not a great receiver.
You gonna tell me he's great? I don't believe.
He got the
great,
most catches in the game, bro. What are you talking
he
about?
He got the most
great?
Catches. Wow, most catches in the game,
bro.
How many
serious,
playoff
bro?
Games
he
won?
He set the
wait, how many playoff
most,
games he won, bro? Even when he was with the Dolphins, how many touchdowns he dropped? How many touchdowns he dropped?
Hold on, Gerson.
What?
Hey, Gerson, how many playoff games did Barry Sanders win? Tell me.
Huh?
Tell me how much that matters, dog. An individual.
Wait,
Hold on.
Do you really think that Brandon Marshall is one of the greatest receivers ever? That's what
yes.
you're telling me, right?
Okay, bro. Who do you have? Who are you arguing for? You can't say you can't denounce me.
Wait. Okay, wait. Listen.
Playing,
hold on. Slow down. Slow your roll. Give me the
go
list.
Ahead, bro,
name great receivers. Great receivers.
I'm not
gonna
name
them,
bro. You have to, bro. It's your argument for him.
What do you mean?
Play?
It's my argument. Okay, he went against Jim Brown. He went against Jerry Rice. He went against Terrell Owens. He went against Randy Moss. He went against
First of all, you're not going to name any receivers that got drafted after 1995, bro. That's half of the year, bro. You're not going to give me Randy Moss. Randy Moss got drafted in 98, bro. You can't use Randy Moss, nigga. Get the fuck out of here, bro. What do you mean?
He's been in the league until 2005. What are you talking about?
You're not going to use receivers who were drafted in anything after 1995. That's not their decade.
Why
their
not?
Decade was 2000. Their decade
why
was
not?
2000.
Because he played. Why
because
not,
he was,
bro? He was,
he was
playing,
past his
too.
Prime. He was past his prime the year he went to
oh,
the
Oh, wait,
game.
Hold on. So you're going to sit there and hold that against. He played. He still balled after that. Wait, you're going to tell me a corner that only played seven years.
Show me.
Off rip, you're going to say he's better than the best corner that ever.
I said as far as covering mano-a-mano, yes, bro. The year that he won defensive MVP, the man gave up almost 1,000 yards, 989 yards, in a year when they ran the ball more than they passed, when you can hold on to a receiver, bro. It's way easier to cover somebody in those times, dog. You can't even sniff on somebody, bro. Look at what that man did. Look at what Darrell Revis did in 2009, bro. He played every receiver, dog. He gave up 546 yards. In today's day and age, where they throw 40 passes a game, where you got more chances to get exposed, but you going to tell me he got better? He's not as good of a cover as Deion Sanders?
All the receivers, because it's easier for the receivers to get. All the receivers you name,
you have 40. You easily
get
40 times
a game. To be on that
Gerson, give me that list again.
Who you said that was great?
So Gerson, you don't respect Megatron.
No, here's the thing.
You don't.
Are you serious? You
other than Calvin Johnson, I said other than Calvin Johnson, what receiver this era you could say that's better than
Andre.
Mike?
Andre Johnson.
You have two receivers.
Andre Johnson is better than Mike.
Gerson, bro. Yes. Gerson.
No.
You have, as a quarterback, dog, if I got to worry about 20 more passes a game with better quarterbacks all down the board with more complex passing offenses and I still shut people down, how am I not a better cover corner, dog? That makes no sense. All they did was run in the 90s, dog. That's it. Run, 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 play action, bro. That's it. That makes no sense.
Fellas, I hate to cut the debate short, but we have reached the end of the show. So, America, anybody
that,
listening, what do you guys think, man?
America,
I mean,
keep it 100. Keep it 100, America. I smash that, nigga. Keep it 100.
We should be actually next week. I think I'm booked for work all week. That week, so I don't think we're gonna have a podcast next week, but the following week we'll continue the series. We'll probably do AFC West, NFC West. If I can do it next week, I will. I'll let everybody know. But I'd like to thank the fellas for joining me on the show today. We had some great discussions on the AFC East and NFC East. Great debate on the cover skills between Deion Sanders and Darrell Revis. I'd like to thank anybody who listened. And hopefully, if not next week, we'll definitely be back in 2 weeks to talk some more football. I hope everyone has a wonderful day. Thank you again, the listeners, and thank you again, fellas.
How many playoff games Brandon Marshall won? Get the fuck out of here, nigga.
Brandon Marshall's not great, bro.
He's not great, man.
No matter what you say, he's not great, homeboy.
You girls, just take your L, bro. Go home, bro.
It ain't no L, bro. You foolish, bro.
Come on, bro.
Hey, we'll be back again. All right, everybody. Thanks.
Yep.